逃过去，然后哪里逃不过去。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we resume our studies. During the break time, some people asked me some questions.
因为从小长大的西郊里，每次参加灵会都有一次西郊里，对不对？那一年至少两次西郊里哈，有时候三次四次，所以你们从小听西郊里的道理，听到现在，我看我来讲，我可能上百次可能有了。
And for those of you who grew up in the church, every time we have a holy communion, we have a baptism and a spiritual convocation. We'll have a baptism and a foot washing, and so I think that many of you have heard the sermons concerning the foot washing many times.
那时候我只是想用那个历史性的来讲一讲而已，那就过去了。哪里晓得哇，什么问题一大堆。
And because I assumed that many of you had heard and were quite familiar with the doctrines, our doctrines concerning the foot washing, I tried to concentrate more on the foot washing as seen in church history, but I see that many of you still have questions.
好，那现在回到我们的洗脚礼。
Okay, and let's return to the foot washing.
典礼性的是主耶稣跟门徒洗的。
The sacrament of foot washing was instituted by Jesus and performed by Jesus on his disciples.
然后，在接下来的十四节，这是典礼性的。
And in John chapter 13, verse 14, this is where it talks about.Sacrament of the foot washing.
我们晓得神耶稣在典礼，哎，如果这样的话，又要讲到什么叫做典礼啦？典礼有三个要素。这我看大家都晓得了，如果再讲的话，有人就睡着了。
And I think to talk about the sacrament of the foot washing, we need to talk about what a sacrament is. There are three requirements for something to be called a sacrament.
那因为还有人不知道，那没有关系。如果知道的话，就忍耐一下子了哈。
And I think many of you are familiar with these three requirements, but if you are, please be patient so that those who are not familiar with it can learn it.
第一个就是耶稣亲自设立。
The first requirement of a sacrament is that it must be established by Jesus himself.
就是耶稣自己做过。
And this means that Jesus must himself have performed this action.
耶稣自己被洗礼。
Jesus himself was baptized.
耶稣不是有罪啊，耶稣是说要留下进诸般的义，就是说诸般的礼，就是说做个榜样给我们看。
It was not
耶稣不能自己洗自己吗？洗礼一定洗礼，如果我们是不讲洗礼啊，洗礼的观念一定是被洗。
Jesus was baptized not because he had sin, but because he needed to leave an example for us to follow. And as he himself said, in order to fulfill all righteousness, and in the baptism.When you are baptized, you are baptized by someone. Jesus could not have baptized himself.
比如说那个那圣餐也是自耶稣自己做。
The Holy Communion was also instituted by Jesus himself. Jesus himself prepared the communion.
这洗脚也是耶稣自己做，耶稣亲自设立的。
In the same way, the foot washing was performed and established by Jesus himself.
再来，耶稣有吩咐门徒去做。
The second condition of a sacrament is that Jesus must command the disciples to perform the sacrament.
耶稣也是那个圣餐的时候，耶稣说你们哈、哦、知道了哈、哦。那个洗礼的时候，在约翰福音第四章里面，主耶稣的耶稣跟门徒在一起的时候，耶稣也带着门徒去洗礼，跟别人洗礼。
You know that in the Holy Communion, Jesus said.Do you also likewise in remembrance of me? In the baptism, we know from John chapter 4 that Jesus also took his disciples and to perform the baptism.
那在洗脚里呢，是主耶稣也差遣他们去做。
In terms of the foot washing, Jesus also commanded the disciples to perform this washing.
第十四节这边，我是你们主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。这是教训性的、典礼性的，他们要彼此洗脚。
两个都是典礼教训。
不是，这是教训性的洗脚。
In verse 14, Jesus said, "If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." This is considered an instruction or a moral instruction from Jesus to his disciples concerning foot washing.
这是门徒。彼此洗脚，就是耶稣洗过他们脚之后，他们再彼此洗脚。
And what Jesus was saying was that after Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, the disciples should wash each other's feet.
所以不是说主耶稣还没有跟你洗脚，你们就彼此洗脚了。
So, this, before Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, the disciples, were not to wash each other's feet.
对不对？所以这个是耶稣洗脚典礼性之后的这个教训性的洗脚。
So we can see the order of precedence here. Jesus first washed the feet of his disciples, and then he instructs his disciples to later wash each other's feet.
那十五节
，verse 15，
这是另外一个阶段。我给你们做的榜样，做什么榜样呢？就是耶稣以洗门徒的脚，这是什么？那个典礼性的洗脚。
And in verse 15, and this is moving on to another section, that Jesus said, "For I have also given you an example, and the example is the sacrament of the foot washing. You also, that you also should do as I have done to you."
这个不是说两个人得罪才洗脚，除非我们得罪门徒啊。
This is not what Jesus is talking about in verse 15. Is not washing each other's feet when you have had a fight or have done some wrong against each other. If it were so, had Jesus done any wrong to his disciples when he washed their feet?
教训性是彼此我们要吵架了，两个人冷战了，好啊，为何是要表示友好了，彼此洗脚。耶稣有没有跟他们吵过架？
We need to make a very clear distinction here. The second type of foot washing, the symbolic foot washing, Jesus taught for his disciples to perform on each other when they had done wrong to each other or to show their humility to each other. But in verse 15, Jesus said, you should do as I have done to you. This is not referring to the second kind, because if it were, then it would have meant that Jesus, had done some wrong against the disciples.
所以耶稣洗门徒的脚不是平常的两个人吵架啦，为了表示友爱啦，没有这回事情。我们刚已经讲了一节，就是说耶稣洗门徒的脚这个动作是在当时闻所未闻的，听所未听的，这是超越了当时风俗习惯跟人类的规条以外的事情。
So verse 15 is important because Jesus here is referring to the sacrament of foot washing. As we talked about in the last class, for Jesus to wash the feet of his disciples was something that was completely unheard of according to the traditions and of the time. And so the foot washing that Jesus refers to in verse 15 and commands his disciples to perform is the sacrament of foot washing.
那主耶稣再接下来说，我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。哦，这很重要。主耶稣向门徒所做的这个，他们门徒要去做。
And,
是门徒去做，不是他们互相做，这是两回事情。
And so verse 15, Jesus said, I have given you an example that you should go and do as I have done to you. Jesus said, you should go and do not to each other, but that you should go out and do as I have done to you.
主耶稣跟门徒洗脚是要跟耶稣有份，这是典礼性的。
Jesus washed his disciples' feet in order that the disciples would have a part in Jesus.
然后主耶稣又叫他们在十三节、十四节说，你们也要互相做，是主耶稣洗完之后门。主耶稣洗完门徒的脚之后，门徒才互相洗，这是教训性的。
And let's look at this diagram. At the top is Jesus. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, and then it branches off into two sides. After Jesus washed the feet of disciples, in verse 13 and 14, he told the disciples that they should wash the feet of each other in order to express their servitude to each other. And this is the second type of foot washing we talked about, the symbolic, or foot washing for moral instruction.
So, this is 13节、14节。
And that's covered in verses 13 and 14.
那然后15节这个是主耶稣说在跟门徒的那个吩咐。就是说我给你们的榜样你们要去做。
In verse 15, we move to the other side, where Jesus said, the example that I have given to you, as I have washed your feet, you should go out and do.
所以这个的话就是门徒在这个时候就是代表的耶稣。
And so in verse 15, Jesus has commanded his disciples to go out to represent Jesus in the foot washing.
他们要去洗那些刚受过洗的人。
And that is why the disciples needed to wash the feet of those who had been baptized.
那在这个耶稣的门徒洗，就是那些信徒的脚的时候，也是跟主耶稣洗门徒脚一样，是由上而下的，是主耶稣洗门徒脚，没有说门徒在洗耶稣脚，没有这样子的，只是一次性的从上而下的典礼性的有份的洗脚。
And so when the disciples performed the sacrament of the foot washing, it was parallel to how Jesus had washed the disciples' feet once and for all as a sacrament. So the disciples were commanded to go out and wash the feet of the believers one time as a sacrament.
但是在这个动作里面也有典礼性跟教训性。
And just as when Jesus washed the disciples' feet, he instructed them to perform the two types of foot washing, the sacrament of foot washing, and also the mutual foot washing. So when the disciples washed the believers' feet, there were two kinds of meanings. When the disciples washed the feet, after the disciples would wash the feet as a sacrament, then there could also be the mutual washing of feet for mutual edification and moral instruction.
So we are doing this now. When we wash our feet after the disciples, the 长子或是负责人或无论是谁，他奉耶稣的名一定奉耶稣的名。替你洗脚那个人不是他替你洗脚，不是说哦某某长老替我洗脚，不是，他是代替耶稣奉耶稣的名给你洗脚，并不是表示说我这个长老很谦卑替你洗脚，不是他谦卑替你洗脚，是表示耶稣来替你洗脚，奉耶稣的名做，那这个呢就有礼性的，所以他。 一个奉耶稣的名为我们洗脚的，为是你洗脚的，他是耶稣给你洗脚，那一次的洗脚。那你不能说啊，那长老你那么谦卑，那我也给你洗个脚吧？没有吧？你们有没有长大才信呢？你有没有再把那个长老洗个脚？他替你洗脚很谦卑，对不对？那你要表示谦卑，要跟他洗个脚，没这回事情。门徒有没有说，哎呀，主耶稣你那么爱我哈？
This is why in our church when the ministers perform the foot washing, they perform it in the name of Jesus, so that they are not washing your feet because they are showing their humility to you or their service to you, but they're washing their feet because it is a sacrament that Jesus commanded. Just as Jesus washed the disciples of his feet, it was a one-way transaction. Jesus washed the disciples' feet, and it was not mutual, so the ministers will also wash our feet as a sacrament and not as the mutual foot washing. This diagram, by the way, just to explain it, Jesus washed the feet of the disciples. After Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, there are two types of foot washing. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples as a sacrament and then instructed them in the two types of foot washing. One is the sacrament. Jesus instructed in verse 15 his disciples to go out and wash the believers' feet as he had done to them. The second type of foot washing, in verses 13 and 14, Jesus instructed the disciples to wash each other's feet as a form of mutual service and encouragement. So that branches out. In the same way, when the disciples wash the believers' feet, there are also the two kinds of foot washing inherent.
所以典礼性的是单向的，记住，教训性是双向的。
Please remember that the sacrament of foot washing as a sacrament only travels in one direction, from Jesus to the disciples or the disciples to the believers, whereas the mutual foot washing is when the believers can wash each other's feet, and that is separate from the sacrament.
但是当然我们教会这个典礼性的都一定做，但是这个还缺少了，我们常常吵架都没有互相洗脚。 如果为了要表示也应该要了哈，若吵架说如果你想说，啊怎么样对他好一点呢、啊？表示说你不好对不对？你就拿个水跟他洗脚，他就晓得啊你原谅我了。你要不要试试看
？Since the sacrament of foot washing was commanded by Jesus as essential for salvation, in our church we always perform the sacrament of foot washing. The second kind of foot washing, though, the mutual washing of feet, is something that we are taught to do, but we do not always do. Perhaps it is something that we can do more of. to promote more unity in our church.
我年轻的时候常常在教里面常常有互相洗脚的这个事情，真的，如果两个人吵架，对不对？后来他们和好了，就互相洗脚。
I remember when I was younger in the church, there were a lot more cases of mutual foot washing. For example, if two believers had a quarrel with each other, after they had reconciled, they would often wash each other's feet.
那因为现在人脸皮比较薄嘛，哈，原谅你就好了嘛，在心里面就不好意思再拿水去洗了哈，放在心里面嘛哈，现在比较见了，所以彼此洗脚就比较少了了。就好像没有听过有这样的事情，虽然吵架吵得很大声，也没有说大家拿水来洗脚。
Perhaps nowadays we are less willing to go to such an extent for each other. Although we still have fights, often we feel that if we just merely forgive each other with words, then that is enough, and it is enough, and we will not go to the extent of washing each other's feet.
<音>有两个，他是一个典礼，本身就是一个典礼，但是你被洗洗的人也是教训性的，也是有，跟这个一样。有典礼性跟教训性一起的，但是典礼性是一次，教训性是一直做下去的。我问题是说，因为你刚刚说你的门徒给信徒洗脚，是因为谦卑，那他在帮信徒洗脚之后，他的信心有没有？他的心态，好像他如果他今天很骄傲，他还是帮信徒洗脚。他有什么好骄傲的呢？
那这是他的错啊。那是不是这个教训有在那个门徒那一方面有什么样的这个教训？要教训他是不是？他应该晓得，他只是一个工具而已。一辆汽车再好的话，你也不能因为这个他说我很棒啊，你这个开车的会就。
对那个开车的人骄傲，可能不可能，圣经那个，哪里啊？以赛亚书那边说，斧头不能像用斧头的人夸口，斧头这是斧头很好，那不用你嘞，你再什么斧头没有用啊，那大锤头没有用，对不对？所以这个跟人家洗，他只是站在，他只是一个器皿而已啦，一个工具而已。 所以如果说他有什么骄傲什么什么，这是他错误，他跟神的关系啦。当然他是要谦卑，哦，他也是要爱心，他没有什么值得骄傲的，对不对？扫地的扫帚有什么好骄傲的？他虽然把那个地扫干净了，还不是扫把一个，是不是？还。
Earlier we talked about during the sacrament of we said that the sacrament of foot washing is not the same as washing someone else's feet because you are humble. And so what the brother asked was, if the sacrament is to be performed and it is different from washing the mutual washing of feet in humility, then what should the attitude of the minister or disciple washing the feet of the believers be when performing the sacrament of foot washing? And the answer is that since the disciple or the minister is only the instrument of Christ, then that person should naturally be very humble and subdue his will to the will of God. In the Bible it says that the axe never says to its master, I am better than you. In the same way, the ministers, the workers of God who are performing the sacrament, can only act as the vessels in carrying out the words of Jesus Christ.
如果你到，譬如说你现在忽然，神把你提到那个阿拉斯加的一个最北边的地方，那你也不晓得怎么回来，然后你在这边传福音呐，那有人来信呐，你可以不可以给他们洗脚？And
so the question,
给他们洗一下，可以不可以？A
further question to you is
不可以啊，还不知道啊，哎呦，我们上课上那么久还不知道。
If you have the Holy Spirit and one day you move to Alaska and you're the only one up there and you begin to preach the gospel, if someone wants to be baptized and have their feet washed, are you allowed to do that?
不要忘记，我们每个人都是祭司，都是先知，都是君王。你得到圣灵之后，就是被神差遣的。
We should not.
你就到一个, 但是我们现在你也不可以说, 哎, 那, 那, 杨川道你休息一下, 这是换我来洗你。 我讲不是这样子, 我说, 你不要, 什么时候不知道, 可不可以? 可以, 但只是现在秩序问题, 懂吗?
In this hypothetical.
我们现在这么多, 每个人都很高兴, 每次都跟人家洗你, 那怎么办啊? 那天下大乱, 要有秩序, 但是, 在我们教会里面得到圣灵的人有神的权柄给他是什么你有没有权柄有啊你不要忘记然后你到一个没有人的地方也没有传道也没有什么都那你又在那边传又很多人在信那又被我们从这里有长子过去那什么你就跟他洗礼你就跟他洗脚礼 在那个时候你就是奉差遣的人你就是代表主那时候你会不会很骄傲你不敢骄傲你有什么骄傲的本钱呢
So in this hypothetical case if you were by yourself in Alaska with the Holy Spirit and you preached the gospel and many people wanted to believe please never forget that since all of us with the Holy Spirit have become prophets, priests and kings and once we have received the Spirit we are sent by God so what this means that is that if you were by yourself and you preached the gospel, you would be able to and you should baptize people and wash their feet. And this does not mean that you should be proud when you're doing it, but you should do it with the correct attitude of service towards God. What it also does not mean is that in the church, if we have church members here and a minister, it doesn't mean that every member can get up and perform the baptism or wash the feet. The reason we have ministers, one of the reasons is to keep order within the church. And so you have to remember these things.
现在这个问题还没有讲完哦，这我那个先不要问问题。
And I'm not finished with my hypothetical case as a question to you.
我不小心讲了一个很重大的问题。
Unexpectedly, I've stumbled upon a very large topic.
但是我既然讲了就要把它讲完了，讲不完的话会产生后遗症。
But since I've begun, I might as well finish it. Otherwise, there might be some bad after effects.
你要跟人家洗礼，你是在哪里受洗的
？And he's asking brother Amos, where were you baptized?
好，对，那你现在就对了。And
the brother said, I don't understand the question. And brother Ko said, then in that case, you've answered correctly.
第一个是，如果以时间空间来讲的话。 你是譬如说在台湾的嘉义，或是在美国的 Pacific 在哪里受洗，对不对？ 时间空间里面的，在哪里受洗？
There are two answers to the question of where you are baptized. The first is to give an answer with regard to the time and place that you are baptized. For example, if you are baptized in Taiwan in such and such a year, that is one answer to the question.
第二个，我们就刚开始第一堂课的，一开始就讲说这个教会是什么。 在天上的真耶那个耶路撒冷，对不对？
The second answer to this question concerns the nature of the church that we talked about in our first lesson. We know that the church pre-existed or existed already before the creation.
我讲了一个小时，那个可没忘记了哈，有没有？
And I hope you haven't forgotten
everything
we talked about in that lesson. Otherwise, we should start over again.
所以你的洗礼，第二个，你在哪个地方？你是在真耶稣教会受洗。
And so the second answer to your question is that you were baptized into the true Jesus Church.
这很重要.
And this is extremely important.
现在换回来一个问题.
And now let me ask you another question.
因为这都是连在一起的了，如果不讲清楚的话，等一下你们回去会把教会搞乱七八糟，那我还是有罪.
Because these questions are all related to one another, and I don't want you to go back confused.
我们传福音就好，不要传教会，对不对？
Is it
福音最重要？ 教会只是虚名，这个名称而已，对不对？这样是不是？
Is it true that we only preach the gospel and do not preach the church? Since the church is only a name, we should only preach the gospel. Is that correct or not?
我们讲了那么久，教会不只是名称啊。好，如果你说对的话，我们传得救的道理就好，不要传耶稣，对不对？耶稣也是名字而已啊，对不对？ 你不敢讲对了，我们不传耶稣啊。 传耶稣的道理，道理重要，道理比耶稣这个空壳子名重要，这样对不对？
We know
不对。
It is not correct to say that we only.
你讲到哪里都不对的。
It is not correct to say that we only preach the gospel of truth and not the church. That would be like saying we only preach the gospel, but we do not preach Jesus. Since Jesus is only an empty name, we only need to preach the gospel. This kind of attitude is incorrect.
再想一想，对不对？我们传得救的，传福音，传好信息，传得救的福音就好，不要传耶稣。
So think about this statement again. It is enough for us only to preach the gospel of salvation without preaching the name of Jesus. 是it possible to preach salvation without preaching Jesus?
你说只传得救恩，只传得救道理，不讲耶稣不行，对不对？
We know that it is impossible to preach the gospel of salvation without preaching Jesus.
因为救恩是从耶稣出来的。
Because the salvation comes from Jesus.
耶稣这个名字，它代表的，它不但代表，它是它的。名字是这个名字，但是它的内涵也就是等于救恩，是不是？
Because the name of Jesus is not only representative of salvation, but Jesus embodies the essence, or Jesus is the essence of salvation.
我们讲了差不多两个小时，讲耶稣这个名，有没有？
And,
耶稣这个名是天父的名，是耶稣的名，是圣灵的名，所以耶稣这个是才真正的名。
As we talked about.The name of Jesus is the name of the Father and the name of the Holy Spirit.
它不只是一个名字，也是代表它的内涵，合在一起的。
Jesus is not only a name, but it also indicates the essence of Jesus. And so the name and the essence are in one, are together.
跟这个同样的，这一处教会也就是等于耶稣这样的一个同位的。那这得救那个要道也是一样，得救要道是从真耶稣教会出来的。
In the same way, when we think about the church, it should be in the same way that we think about Jesus. The words of salvation come from the church.
那这真耶稣教会我们也讲过，这是在创世之前就怎么样？神在基督里面拣选了 Alan 或是 Doris 或是那个谁啊？任何一个人，就是我们的这些人。
We know from the Bible that before creation, God has already chosen us.
所以我们这真耶稣教会的存在不是1917年才有的。
So when we talk about the existence of the True Jesus Church, we do not merely say that the True Jesus Church began in the year 1917.
所以我们讲了两三小时哈，没有忘记哈，如果那忘记了要从头讲也是。所以这样子的话，你不可以说我只传得救要道，没有真耶稣教会。
That is why,
如果讲这样子，就等于说我传得救的救恩，我不讲耶稣。
That is why it is impossible to say that I preach the gospel of salvation. I don't need to preach the church. That's like saying I can preach the gospel of salvation without preaching Jesus.
好，我先把这讲完再问问题，不然。
Let me finish this first before we take.
因为这个问题大哈，所以对不起。
Because this is an extremely important topic.
那所以你是在真耶稣教会里面受洗的。
Therefore, you have been baptized into the True Jesus Church.
你是在真耶稣教会里面领受圣灵的。
You receive the Holy Spirit in the True Jesus Church.
如果我现在哈，我出去
，And now
我到一个地方
，If I go somewhere，
那我就跟人家洗礼
，And I baptize someone。
我现在我还有圣灵，对不对
？Now I have the Holy Spirit with me。
好，然后我就去给人家洗礼了。
And if I baptize someone。
那洗洗就放了。
And after baptism, I allow this person
对不对
to go on their way. Is that correct?
不对，因为一定要归入真耶稣教会。
That is incorrect because this person must come into the fold of the True Jesus Church.
我们那个有一个在我们上那初期教会有一个副教师叫做 Eustin， 我们哈有没有？记住吗？他的那个 Logos 的理论，水子工作的理论。如果你的想法是说，你到哪里洗礼，我有圣灵，洗礼就把它放了，就等于他的理论。 他心胸宽阔，这种心胸宽阔，我们用了两个三小时，有没有讲这个？要引到那个约翰福音里面那个一个犹大的问话，有没有？犹大问说：“主耶稣怎么只向我们显现，也不向他们显现？因为神是广宽广的，怎么这么狭隘？”主耶稣说：“不是，你不要问这个。”
This kind of thinking is related to what we were talking about when we talked about the ideas of Justin yesterday, or.Previously, and how Justin had tried to be as open as possible concerning salvation with trying to make Christianity even more universal. And this is wrong, and just as the disciple of Jesus, Judas, said, Lord, what about all the other people who are not here right now? Will they be saved? This kind of thinking is, if you think that you can just baptize someone and have them go their way without coming into the true Jesus Church, then that is the same as the thinking of Justin or of the disciple Judas.Who asked about all the other people in the world? The church is the body of Christ. So a person who is baptized is already in the true Jesus church.
虽然说耶稣说在我这个圈子之外还有羊，对不对？
Even though Jesus once said, outside this flock, I
把它领来归于一群，不是两个合并，不是说你好我好我们两个做一个 company 哈，五十五十，不是这样子的，而是把它拿来啊归到我这里面，归到耶稣里面，归成一卷。不是两个的参酌，也不是两个的合作，而是怎么样，把它拿来归入耶稣的身体，这样才对。
When Jesus said that I have other sheep that are not yet in this flock, and after that he said, but one day I will gather them to me, and we will be one flock. He did not say that it is okay for us to have two flocks, or he did not say one day these other sheep will come and we will cooperate together or we will make some kind of alliance together. He said, in the end, there will be one flock.
如果我们教会有一个传道，他就比如说，好了，我一年做就当传道，对，那当感觉奇怪，你们这些人都是打瞌睡的，那个又一看就讨厌就是了。
And let me just give you an example. I will be a minister in 1 year, and if after I become a minister, I look at the church and I think to myself, this church is really pathetic, and I despise all the people in the church.
那我就自己再去，我有圣灵啊，我是传道，对不对？那像这些道理都懂很多啊，那只是我对你们的讨厌而已。那我就再去旁边那里再。因为很来信，对不对？我就自己再设立一个教会，然后跟这个分开，就说跟你们没有关系，我是自己的，好一点的，没有归入到真耶稣教会，这样可以吗？不可以。
And what if one day after I become a minister, because I really don't like the people in the church right now, but I have the Holy Spirit and I'm a minister, I know the words of salvation. Is it permissible for me to go out and form my own church? We know that it is not.
我们正式教会里面有一个到目前为止很有能力的工人，神跟他很同工的工人，张巴拉巴。
In the history of the True Jesus Church, there was an early worker who was well known for being endowed with a lot of power from God. His name was Barnabas Chang.
最后他也是什么发疯了。
But in the end, he went insane.
不行了。所以你跟人家洗礼，是你是在真耶稣教会里面跟人家洗礼，所以不是为了背苗头，也不是为了另外起一个教会，而是只是你到一个地方去，那你有圣灵，那是因为那个地方就是因为没有其他人可以在洗礼的，那你是最适合的，就是洗礼那个人是有圣灵，但是是最适合的，要注意。如果你是不适合，你就不要跟人家洗礼。但是洗礼呢，一定是在真耶稣教会里面。但这个我们这个真耶稣教会是怎么样？在还没有创世之前就有的那个，我们不要 提到政治就要想到我们 Pacifica 我们这些人而已啊。我们有讲过亚伯兰跟我们同一教会的，雅各也是啊，保罗也是啊，彼得也是，这是在正式教会里面的，对不对？打得太快了，还有两分钟。啊
？Okay. And the reason that this worker Barnabas Chang met his end was because he separated from the church. And so what we're saying is that even if you do travel to another place where there is no church, you go there and the Holy Spirit is still with you. And if you do baptize people, you do so because the power of the Holy Spirit is with you, but also you are allowed to do that because at the time you may be the most suitable person to do that, but when people are baptized in a place where there is no church, they must be baptized into the true Jesus Church.
还有没有什么问题？
Are there any questions?
那么我们得救是水跟圣灵得救，那么对于洗脚礼的话，我是觉得好像在像一个受洗之后，还是在经过这个洗脚里面，就是归属于这个教会，归属于这个团体，这个可以用下来解释？
不可以，因为圣经没有这样记载。圣经记载是说，耶稣说我若不洗你的脚，你就跟我没有份，是跟耶稣有份，不是一个好像说归属一个团体，是两回事情。有，这等一下再讲。我会把洗礼跟洗脚礼这两个典礼不是两个，我刚才讲过是一个。你洗澡的时候，你那个消毒的时候，就从水从头洗到脚，你没有说我洗头又洗脸又洗鼻子又洗嘴巴又洗到脚，这样没有，你只说我 I have take a shower， 只是这样一洗。这两个不可以颠倒的啦，如果你把它分成两个的话可以颠倒，对不对？譬如说圣灵跟洗礼可以颠倒，你可以先得圣灵再来洗礼，有人洗礼之后还没有得圣灵，你绝对不可以先洗脚礼再来洗礼，这两个已经连在一起，所以这两个典礼是一个典礼，一个典礼的两个动作，要这样子理解，不然就 confused 了。
The question that the brother asked was, when Jesus said, you must be born again by the water and the Spirit, when he said born again by the water, does that include baptism as well as foot washing? And if not, then if baptism is a unit in and of itself, doesn't that mean that can the foot washing be seen to be undergone as becoming part of the organization of the church? And the answer to that is that actually baptism and foot washing must be seen together. So when Jesus said you're born of the water and the Spirit, the water includes both baptism and foot washing. Baptism and foot washing should be regarded as two actions or two components of the same sacrament.
所以没有洗脚的，没有受过典礼性洗脚的人就跟耶稣没有份。他看到这个，他敢不接受洗脚吗？如果他敢的话，那就让他跟主耶稣没有份吧。那我们默祷。
Because Jesus clearly said, if you do not wash your feet, you have no part in me. And so Peter did not dare to refuse the foot washing. Let us pray inside.